Whoa. No, we are not done talking about Jackie and Becky. Did you even try to patch things up with them?
Yes, I sent them a really nice text.
Let's hear it.
Oh, sure. Hey, Jackie. I hate what this is doing to our family. I love you and Becky very much, despite your extreme lack of awareness that your stupid idea could keep this family in dire poverty for another 100 years. Sometimes dreams are nightmares. Please come to Thanksgiving. See? Doesn't matter what I say.
Come on, you knew that wasn't going to work.
Fine, but I have a right to be mad, too. Just because Grandma Bev gave me power of attorney, they're turning me into some kind of villain.
Look, all we have to do is get everybody in the same room together. We'll have a couple of beers. We'll watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. By the time John Candy says those aren't pillows, we'll be a whole family again.
That is an awful lot of pressure to put on a 30-year-old VHS tape.
Chicago's own Lacey Goranson began playing Becky Conner on the award-winning sitcom Roseanne over 30 years ago, just a baby, and revived that role over the last 2 years on the revival series The Conners. Lacey, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going? What's up, Chicago?
It is going on. You know, I have to share the story of when we last saw each other. It was at this charity golf thing, like a pre-party, with the most eclectic group of people gathered in one room. It was like George Went from Cheers, the alligator guy that caught the alligator.
Frank Robb is the alligator guy.
It was Frank Robb.
As Joel Murray calls him, the gator getter.
So I asked you, I said, you play golf? And by which you replied, I love golf. It's my thing. And love swinging the club. And I thought, oh, wow.
Wait, is that what I said? It's my thing?
That's what you said. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Later you walked up to me and I said, so what time do you tee off tomorrow? And you said, I don't golf. That was awesome. And you said something like acting. That was acting. You know, I don't golf. That's not my thing at all. I just thought that.
No, it is.
Is it really?
I do golf.
Okay.
I do golf.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you fooling me again?
So I was messing with you.
Okay. Okay. I thought that was awesome.
I'm not a professional, but yeah. I enjoy it.
Okay.
I mean, I golf, you know, maybe like 4 or 5 times a year.
Like a charity golfer. That's kind of like,
yeah,
that's my thing too. Yeah, that's my thing too. You know, you're already a few episodes in the new season and you had a baby on the show. Congrats. Was it painful?
Thanks. Well, I was thinking when I was actually giving birth on the show that I wish I had a GoPro on
gotcha.
Right before, because if you had seen all the people surrounding me, there was like the costume person. I mean, this is normal when you're shooting.
Sure.
There's the hair and makeup person, and then there's the costume. But it was because of my vantage point, they were all kind of hovering over me, and then they were putting more glycerin on me and, you know, spritzing water on me. So I looked like I was sweating.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just went, wow, this is, you know, this is a really unique thing I do for a living.
It really is. I know it really is. And it must seem pretty surreal because you were truly just a kid when Roseanne premiered originally, and then now you're back with the people you essentially grew up with. I mean, it's got to be just bizarre.
Yeah, it's funny because my friend who studies Buddhism said to me, she said, what strange karma that you're back together. And I thought that was a really interesting take on it because when do you get to kind of revisit a situation from your past in such a full way? And, you know, in our case, a lot of the crew is the same from 30 years ago.
So it really does feel like we
know that time has passed. You know, we've spent time apart, but we're used to being with each other every day. I mean, for years, and here we are back together again. It's pretty crazy.
Was it ever a question to come back? Because you left for a while to go to college and do other things during the original series. But when they said, hey, we want to do this, were you like, yeah, I'm all in?
I was more curious about it. I think, being an adult, I wouldn't, you know, it's like, hey, let's jump off a cliff. All right. You know, that's more of like a younger self.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I was kind of like, huh, I wonder what this would entail. And, you know, I thought because so much has changed. I mean, I think what's ironic about it is I was thinking maybe it'll be some kind of Netflix single cam, like a total revision of it. Because, you know, it's not just there. It's, you know, the kind of multi-cam sitcom is not that popular anymore.
Right.
Frankly. And then when I realized that that's what we were doing, I was like, oh, that's cool. Because, you know, the stage actor in me loves having the audience and
I would think so.
Loves that energy and loves, you know, working with these great stage actors that I work with. But, yeah, but then our show kind of, interestingly enough, was really popular again. It kind of brought back multicam to the front line where it had been kind of disappearing a little bit, you know?
Every time I talk to somebody about doing a sitcom that is not in front of an audience, some actors and actresses are just fine with it, but the true people who are love being in front and on stage on Broadway and so forth, they absolutely love that. They need that.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because on a multicam, you know, there is kind of a, almost like, not a proscenium, but there is like a fourth wall that has all the cameras. And there's probably, you know, when we bring the cameras in, when we have rehearsal and run through, we probably have, oh, maybe 50 or 60 people watching us just without the cameras and the crew coming in on Thursdays and Fridays. So when you think about it, we have quite an audience all the time.
Sure.
It's just having the audience come from outside is, you know, people have been listening to our jokes more or less all week, and these people are fans of the show, and they're just, you know, these are people that have been watching us for 30 years.
Yeah.
And, like, our last audience, we had a week off, but last Friday, I mean, people were just going nuts, and it's really, you know, it's pretty exciting.
Well, you know, you could reboot shows all day long, but the quality sometimes isn't there. And I'm sure you've seen that in other shows as well. But this one, I think the writing is spot on. Like, I mean, if you're linking the two shows together and the style of the shows and the writing and the funny, I think it's spot on.
Well, it's such a joy as a, you know, I just did, because it's the 20th anniversary of Boys Don't Cry, I did an interview with the Hollywood Reporter about it yesterday. And, you know, she was asking me about how I approached that. And I said, you know, I wanted to make sure that my character experienced some kind of joy. And so you know, weren't playing the end of the film. And I think, you know, just like in life, I mean, to kind of say this is a comedy or this is a tragedy is not as interesting as saying it's both, because, you know, that's kind of going to highs and lows. I mean, I don't know if you saw The Last Conners, but where Becky ends up after the first three episodes at the end of the episode is so joyous.
Yes.
That, you know, a lot of my friends said that their boyfriends were crying at the end. You know, and that's just because they were genuinely moved by, it's almost like it was earned. You know what I mean? It wasn't just, oh, she's happy all along and things are so easy. And it's just, it was like so earned, the moment of joy and relief, that people were really moved by it. And I think I love, you know, as an audience member myself, to go through that kind of emotional journey, so I can understand, you know, why people respond to the writing on our show, which is also like that. You go through, you know, an emotional journey that isn't just comedy or tragedy. We forget that, you know, sometimes we feel like our fate will never change. But I think, you know, that's the interesting thing about, you know, Becky's journey and the Connors' journey, is that as stuck as they are, there's still growth and movement in their lives. And, you know, that's kind of what's, you know, I have this sticker that says the only constant is change. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something we forget, you know, when we feel stuck.
You've got Johnny Galecki back as, you know, another Chicago guy, Oak Park.
That's right.
And with all that success of a Big Bang, you know, and I've talked to him over the years, too. It hasn't changed it at all. He's still just a nice guy. And it's nice to see that, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, I don't know if it's just our upbringing or Chicago or what it is, but I do find that you know, it's not rare, I think, but it's just always a delightful surprise knowing that someone still, you know, hangs on to their humility and
right, yeah.
You feel that there's something authentic going on there rather than someone who's totally affected, because you see that too. And that's, you think, what happened, you know? But yeah, Johnny is wonderful. And I always, when I'm around him, I feel like I'm at home.
And you love what you're doing, right? I mean, this is fantastic to be.
Oh,
you know,
it's the best job.
Yeah.
It's the best job. I mean, for an actor, I just think, oh my gosh, I
right?
am.
Yeah.
You know, of course I complain. I'm human. I complain about work and it's not easy, but you know, I love a challenge too. And that's just, I don't know. I can't say enough good things about it, frankly.
So, I mean, you must have your, and I don't want to sound too cliche, but when you come to town, and I want to give them away, but you must love your spots too. Are there some things that you, because I know you come into town once in a while and you still have family here, right?
I do, in Evanston, yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, what are your hot spots? Like, where are you going to say, hey, I got it. I don't give a damn what we're doing. I'm stopping there before I hit the airport.
Well, it's definitely Giordano's.
Okay. All right.
Definitely. And then there's, you know what I love? Tad's Bakery on Central Street in Evanston.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sometimes
yeah.
I stock up on the smiley face cookies there.
That's awesome.
They also have seasonal sports cookies. You could get a Bears cookie, a Cubs cookie. Well, if you have a strange appetite, a White Sox cookie, a Bulls cookie. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Those are pretty great. And then downtown, gosh, I like to mix it up, but I really like going to the Contemporary Art Museum a lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Here's the list I have now that I have to send you. Giordano's Pizza, Old Style, Cubs and Sports Cookies, Franco Mints. Is that all?
Oh, gosh. what
I feel
else?
Like I got to send
you
a care package. Yeah,
oh, this
yeah.
is so funny. You know what I love to do? Just go to Jewel Osco, because you know, everywhere else, whether, you know, if I go to the grocery store in New York or I go to the grocery store in L.A., they don't have, like, themed stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't have, like,
yeah, it's so funny.
Chicago themed
yeah.
whatever.
Okay.
And so I love going to Jewel Osco and just checking out what local stuff they have. You know what
that.
I mean?
I love that. I love that. Just to walk through. That's great. Well, I'll put a care package together for you.
This is great. This is really looking up.
Okay, good. That's awesome.
Things are looking up.
Things are looking up. Lisey's in the new season, of course, The Conners. It airs Tuesday nights on ABC. That was a blast. Next time you're in town, let me know. Love to have you in studio.
I would love that, and I'm sure I will be around the holidays.
Thank you again for taking the,
the
time.
Yeah, you too.
All right, we'll talk soon. Take care. All right, top stories are next on 720 WGN.